Richard.
Me and the Woodman went to a strip club in Connecticut,
Nice.
and it was like, dude, I hope this is how we get it.
Yeah.
I hope we get some coronies off some tits in Bridgeport, some fucking
How's
lady's
the
tits.
strip club out there?
It was good. There's always that weird energy when it's like in a city, strip clubs get like when it's like a real weird energy in there. It's almost like casino energy where everyone's like kind of mad at each other the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, it's all very serious.
Yeah,
I don't know.
there's strip clubs in Philly that are basically like whorehouses.
Yeah.
Like, it's on. I'm not going
Oh,
to name
this
them,
one
obviously.
driver picked us up and was like, do you guys. First off, our Uber driver picked us up. This weird white dude in a fucking Jetta. He picked us up. He was like, how was the pussy in there? And we were like, it was good. They were good. He was like, young? Were they tight? Were they good? I was like, Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
dude.
man.
And then he offered to take us. He was like, this place is where you want to go. And there was another strip club that he was naming. He was like, I go there. He's like, honestly, guys, if you want me to take it off the clock right now, we can go in.
He probably wasn't even an Uber
He wanted to
driver.
chill, dude.
He just wanted his stripper buddies.
He wanted to take us in, yeah.
He didn't want to go by
He was like,
himself.
just Dominicans, 60, $80, you can fuck. They'll suck you. You just gotta be careful because they will fucking rob you. And I was like, all right, thanks, man. And he
That's a
was like,
nice
he literally was
pitch.
like, do you want me to turn this off right now? We can go. And it was like, nah, we're fucking tired. Let's just go back to the
He's wanting to
hotel.
fuck mommies with you guys for
He
sixty
wanted to
bucks.
go fuck some mommies with us for $60. I was like, bro, this is
I
wild.
was in Atlantic City one time getting a lap dance, and the stripper wanted to fuck and like wanted to raw dog, and I was just like, no.
No, dude, you hung out with the staff.
True.
That's what I did. I tell you, I did that in London.
Did you?
I chilled with the staff.
At the strip club?
Yeah, no, not the strip
I was at
club.
a strip
We
club.
went to a whorehouse, and
What?
I trumped out.
You
It
hung
was
with the
Epstein
staff?
Island, and I fucking just hung with the
Good
staff. And
for
I was
you,
like,
dude.
we can't be doing any shenanigans in here.
Good for you.
Yeah, felt a little gay after.
Really?
Yeah, it was like,
Well,
you went to
10
a
years.
whorehouse, and you were like, well, you didn't do anything.
Nah, you're better
No, I did
off.
the right thing.
You did.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Just like pal around with them?
Yeah, pal around.
Yeah, hung out, played.
Hung
That's
out with the staff.
what Trump was doing.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, he said Trump's never done any kind of.
What?
Trump's never done anything like that, bro.
Yeah,
Trump probably just
slow
ate a
down.
steak. He's probably like, give me a steak.
Let me get a Trump steak.
Give me a steak and a Coca-Cola.
True.
That's cool. You get the party with the staff parties. That's cool. They're just hanging.
Staff partied.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess they're not in there like reading economists or whatever.
Yeah, then eventually I was like, all right, I gotta get the con man out of here. And
Oh
they were
man,
as soon as I started mentioning like, all right, we gotta go, they were like, you need to leave. They kicked me out.
what?
They were the sirens, dude. They had him, and they wanted to, you know, milk him for more money.
Oh
So
yeah.
they were mad that I was like, all right, he should be leaving now.
It's like
This
when you know
is.
they have like a mother cow and they hooked like the metal hoses to her nipples. They probably had like two hoses to his pockets and they're just fucking just draining them.
They did. They fleeced us, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I didn't get hit as bad, which was
You
hilarious
paid the
because
entrance fee.
on the way to, well, we went to a strip club first,
Yeah.
and that's where we both got fucking drilled there.
Yeah.
And then that, we went to the after party. That's where things got. It was rumpus
How
time.
did he find out about this place?
Just one of the, I mean, the whole thing was a ridiculous. I mean, it was stupid.
Yeah.
We left a show, and then we're in basically London's Times Square. We're
Right.
in a fucking tourist trap, and a guy on a fucking rickshaw pulls up, and he's like, "Do you guys want to go to a strip club?" And a con man's like, "Yes." And I looked at him, and
Yeah.
I was like, "Dude, we are idiots right now. Like, this guy's gathering idiots to bring to this place.
Yeah,
That's his
he's a
job.
steerer,
His
yeah.
job is to look and find two
He's a
idiots."
barker.
And he saw you and me. He saw fucking mice and men over here. And then he picked
Yeah,
us up. Yeah, I was dissuading. I was trying to dissuade, but I went along. I wanted to see a journey, dude. I want to
true.
see the con man's journey, what he's
True.
up to when he's out scurrying. I've never seen him scurry.
I'm telling you,
It's no good.
I remember like passing. There was a time in my life where I'd pass a strip club and I would like it would fuck me up. Like I'd have a serious urge to go. Like I remember, like I would do a comedy show. Someone would give me a couple $100. You know, this was like to me, it was like bonus money. I'm like,
Yeah.
all right, what the fuck? That was 15 minutes. I got $200, and I would pass the strip club, dude, and it would just be like a magnet. I'd be pulling me toward. I don't know what it is, but it'd be
I bet
pulling.
it's tits.
Yeah, but I
I
mean,
bet it's the possibility of coming.
true. But I mean, it's also
I
like
don't know what
I
it
still
is.
want to come, but
Yeah.
it's like it's one of those things where you're like, it was like almost you couldn't fight it off.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's like a
It's
wild
easy to
thought.
fight it off when you have no money.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to just be like, fuck, I'm not going to a strip club. I'm not fucking going to a bar or a strip club or anything.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of money, and it's like, I'll go do that. Might as well look at tits right now.
Well, once you have money and all your needs are met, and then you just have extra money, and you don't have, not bragging, having a kid is like, you have a kid and all that shit goes, you're like, I'm not going to the fuck, what are you fucking talking about? I can't fucking go to the, although, a lot of dudes, kids do.
Most of those guys are daddies.
True. There's a lot of daddies over there.
Yeah.
Dirty daddies.
But that's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. All those daddies that are at the strip club are basically fueling the economy for strippers. They're creating the stripper by being there.
But yeah, dude, it's a
bunch
like,
of chickens watching eggs.
But if you're just kicking around, you're just kind of like, whatever. I remember you have extra money and you're like, I could come right now and still eat. I'm definitely going to come. I'm going to come. I choose coming.
I mean, that's the dilemma of man. Can you come and eat? It's a yes every time. If both are checked, yes.
Exactly. Yes. And then you get into the sick and twisted realm of being like, a couple hundred bucks, by the way, is bottom of the barrel. So people get into like $700, $800 prostitutes. Get into Epstein's Island.
Especially when you make it pounds, when you switch from dollar to pounds, that was a fucking, dude.
Yeah, that's tough not to Chuck E. Cheese
money. These two strippers, I paid so much money. I was like, they were like, you're going to fucking tip us or what? And I was like, I just paid like $500 for this, dude. No.
Of like a double dance?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was nuts what they were doing.
Yeah.
And it didn't touch my dick. Yep. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I got swindled one time.
Because when we sat down there, I told her, I was like, I'm not doing it. Like,
didn't touch your knob?
Slightly. Yeah. At one point, the one stripper just had like her pussy like on my shoulder. And I like looked back at it, and I was like, ew, dude. I was like, this is a fucking mistake, dude.
Dude, I did the same exact thing one year.
Full fucking open snatch on my shoulder. And I was like, ew.
Oh, yeah, that's
worse when you get an ugly fucking stripper that's like, do you want to dance? And it's like,
Yes.
No, but no one else. You feel bad.
Yeah, I remember one time back in my heyday, I had made like, I was out. I was up to fucking no good. It was monkey.
You were up. Yeah, it was rumpus
business,
time.
Rumpus time. Back when I was like 20, something. I don't want to
monkey business.
Yeah, it was before I was married first time, and I had made like fucking like $4,000 one week just out doing my little bullshit, and I'm like. Never had that much money. So I go to a strip club that weekend to a bachelor party. I'm like, two girl, whatever dance thing. And I'm like, I'm evil. I'm definitely having them. And I got the VIP room. They just fucking like rubbed their tits in my face and like told me weird stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, I was just out of $800. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah,
and I was just like, never again. Fuck this. And even after, again, it wasn't even like, I'd made a bunch of money that week. Most of my life, pretty fucking awesome. And then I just was out $800, and I was like, fuck this. This is so I feel like such a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Because it was, again, I thought, I was like, they see me coming. I got racks. They were just like, thanks for the 800, retard. If I'd given them 50, they're like, thanks for the 50, retard. I'm like, fuck. Yeah, that's a.
But it was, there was redemption when going to the airport for the flight home. I checked my bank account, and I was like, oh, thank God, dude. It was less than 1,000. Like, thank God. I thought I spent like $1,500.
That's good.
That night. Checked it. Great.
It was cash too.
Yeah. It was less than, no, it wasn't. It was my card.
You can decline. You could have challenged that. Bro, fucking London? You could have been like fraud. Every American, by the way, gets one free wishy-washy trip a year, and you can call your credit card and be like, I don't recognize that charge, and they'll take it off.
You're ripping off the sex slaves?
I'm not their owners. They're evil fucking owners. I'm not saying I'd do that. I'm saying
you can't rip off the sex slaves.
Not the sex slaves. They're evil owners.
Yeah.
You call and you just
gotta
go,
chill with the staff, dude. You cannot. You can't have sex slaves. Sex slaves bad.
You should start. I'm gonna start going to wishy-washies and checking green cards and be like, let me see their passports. Do they have their passports? Excuse me.
I bet you would get the fuck beat out of you.
I'd probably get stabbed.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
They definitely have a guy there that's ready to get any crime stopper. Any fucking neighborhood watch is getting it.
They have a ninja gaiety in the back.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. You can do that. Everyone, if you want one freebie, you go and you just, and then like, dude, what are they going to contest? If like they start contesting the charge, I'd be like, you guys are a fucking whorehouse.
Yeah, but what was funny is I tried
Power
to like,
play, dude.
After I went upstairs from that dance, basically I got the VIP room.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. Like tits in my face, that was it. went back upstairs with the bartender that was up there, and I was like, I tried to play it cool. I tried to be like, psh, I don't even care. That's nothing to me.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I just got fucking ripped off, bro. And he's like, yeah, yeah, you did, didn't you? And I was like, bad, bro.
When that happened to me, it was funny, too, because I had...
I did try to act cool at first. I was like, I don't even care about that. That's fine. That's, I didn't even want anything out of that. Dude. And then I went upstairs and just immediately was like, fuck, I just got fucking raped, dude. That sucks. It was getting robbed. It was getting robbed. It they is, picked dude. Us up while we were hammered. It took us to a place... We're like, do you want to dance? It was like, yeah. They're like, 450 pounds. It was like, that's like 800 bucks, lady. Get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
That's what I remember when I did it, the two girls basically just like basically ignored me and just like talked to each other. And I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, that's cool. That's chill. I'm not like these other guys. I'm just out having fun here.
Yeah, I don't even care.
And they just ignored me. I'm like, what the fuck? I was so mad.
What's your real name?
Yeah. Like, seriously.
How long have you been doing this? What else? Just fucking...
I used to go to the strip club early in the day and just talk to strippers. Just chop it up with them.
It's pretty sick, though.
That was fun.
I did that when I was in my early 20s. It's a sick move.
Did you ever hang out with a stripper outside the strip club?
No.
I had two brief relationships where, like, I would hang out outside the strip club and, like, chill with them. And one lady definitely fleeced me. Would come by and be like, yo, let me borrow $50 off you. I'm like, we're hanging out. We're going to see. We're supposed to see, like, some movie. And she was like, yeah, I got you. And as soon as I was like, man, fuck this. But the one lady...
You're supposed to go see a movie with this? Do you remember the movie? It sounds like you're about to remember it.
I was going to say, not Dunkirk, but like that would have way too similar. It was...
It's like, so what's this about? You're like, fucking... explain Dunkirk, the evacuation of
it
Dunkirk.
It wasn't Dunkirk.
Gotta explain Dunkirk to fucking Lotus, or whatever her name is.
It was some war-ish movie, I forget, one of them. This was a while ago, but there was one... Fuck... There was a girl one time that, like, I fully took her to the Fashion Bug.
Nice.
I spent, like,
you took a stripper out and bought her clothes?
To the Fashion Bug.
Bro.
We went to the Fashion Bug, dude. She was fuck so yeah. hot. I was in love with this stripper.
Did you get to watch her change?
I mean, I did in the strip club, but the...
True, but I'm saying
No. This is weird as chilling. That was a chick who had a 9-month-old kid that, like, me and a stripper and her 9-month-old kid would hang out in her apartment, and there was tranny prostitutes that lived above her that would make a ruckus. And you would hear them fucking banging around upstairs.
Fighting.
That was the time when, like, before I came over, she said she chased one out. So one of them was giving head in the hallway. And she was, like, feeding her kid. And you just heard, dump, 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 dump. And she had to go outside and just be like, what the fuck? Get out of here. And they're like, fuck you, bitch.
Taking a dick out of her mouth and be like, fuck you, bitch. Go inside.
Yeah, that was I'm working. Dude, that was how sick and twisted I was. Like, dude, I was chilling in the grittiest.
Yeah, dude, you were sleeping in convenience stores.
That was a different thing. Yeah, I slept in a lady. That lady's boyfriend got deported back to Jamaica for having an AK-47. So then I met her in the Restaurant Depot, and just was like, "You can put your stuff on my." She had like sugar to buy. It was for her store, and I was buying stuff for my brother's taco shop. I was just so attracted to this lady, dude. She's a little older than me. And then I was like, yeah, you put your stuff on the, you know, my little dolly. I carried it out to her car. And that was when I was just like, dude, we should hang out. And she's like, what, you got jungle fever, white boy? And I was just like, I guess I do. And then she hung out. And then I got fleas and I, you know.
You got fleas?
I had fleas in my house. They just, my sister's fucking cats brought them in, pissed me off.
Yeah.
So I was like, babe, my house is, she came in, dude, saw the fleas. I was like, fuck it, let's go to the convenience store. So I slept there for like a week, dude. I slept behind like bulletproof glass in like a poppy store for a week and just like ate this chick's pussy and wake. She was like, I could wake up. She'd be like, go grab yourself a snack. I'll grab
you eat snacks out of the convenience store.
Yeah, I'd wake up. I'd go out. Shit. In the middle of the night, we'd lay on a pad and we watched Madea.
That sounds so nice.
It was, dude, it was heaven, dude.
That's magic.
It was heaven. I slept behind the bulletproof glass.
With a Jamaican lady. And then you have the whole store to yourself. We could do sweet treats.
Grab stuff ever. She's like, go grab a condom. I'd go to the thing, like grab condoms out of the convenience store, walk back behind the bulletproof glass. And then, dude, it was so funny because she was supposed to be running the store. And she would just – it would just not be open ever, and she would go pop in at like 10 a.m. and people would be outside. She'd be like, all right, relax. So it was just a front.
Yeah.
So she just would like go there and try to make a little bit of money. And it was – dude, it was insanity.
How old were you?
Oh, man. I was like probably 24. She wanted me to stepdad. She wanted me to move in with her. Dude, we had a thing. I'm not going to lie.
Damn.
Me and her had a thing, dude. She was cool.
Does she have a Jamaican accent?
No, she was like an American black lady who like I think like had the way like I would be Irish, she was Jamaican.
Okay.
So she definitely had, there was a dude that would come around, I used to call him Urkel. There was like a dude who would come around. I would like give him like ounces of weed, like some ounces of weed. And she was like, this is my nerd friend. And it was, well, it was back in the day.
Okay.
It was at a time, one at a
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. Back in the day. Yeah, come on. I'm all, you know, I'm on the books, baby. I'm all squeaky.
True, man. I hear you.
I got nothing to worry about.
You got nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide, bro.
Man, that's so nuts, dude. That's...
He would come. This guy would buy an ounce, and I would call him Urkel. It was funny. It was, you know, we had a good laugh about that. that's a strong joke. When you see a black nerd and you talk to your black girlfriend, you're like, "You're fucking Urkel," and they just look at you like, oh, "She's always."
She didn't know you had the juice like that.
She thought it was pretty funny. Dude. I was like, "Yo, where's Urkel at?" She's probably fucking Urkel too, but whatever.
I think Urkel was sliding in there, sleeping on the pad.
I don't do treats. I would honestly have been offended if he had slept on the pad and been able to eat fucking Mambas, dude. I'd have been like, "What the fuck?"
Oh man, that's
this bitch. I thought they were for me. Dude, like... she only rented cars. She never owned. She would rent a car for the week. It was like $500 a week, and she would just whip these rented cars around, pull up in the middle of winter.
Wearing, she was whipping the Chevy Cruise.
Just a jacket. She would wear a long jacket with nothing under it and just come to my shitty house that like just got bombed for fleas once the fleas were gone and just come lay on my mattress with me. And we would make sweet love, dude. And she would smoke a blunt, eat Sour Patch Kids, and then we'd both fall fast asleep. And then she'd wake up and be like, I got to get my kids ready, and just darn off.
Dude, it was the She's fun. Like, you just ate my kid's fucking Sour Patch. We got to go. Wow.
It was
the... I think that's the best time to be in love. Early 20s when you find good bays in your early 20s.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
She was a sweetheart, dude.
That's nice.
She wanted me to come in. Her kid was 19. She's like, I want you to move in with me. And like, you know, I was like, I can't. I'm 24. I can't step dad. You're 19-year-old, bro. This kid's going to fucking eat my lunch. He was 16, excuse me.
He's a kid. She wanted me to
stepdad, a 16-year-old. And I was like, this kid's going to fuck me up. This kid would definitely have fucked me up, dude. Now I think I'd been able to pull it off. Now I could stepdad.
Now you're mature enough to.
Mature enough.
Now, but 24, the dad and over a fucking 16-year-old?
And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
How old was she?
30-something. She was a little older than me. She was a mature woman.
She was a mature natural.
She had kids. She did have kids. She's young.
Mature natural Ebony.
Yeah, for sure. She had kids young.
Man, that's like a. I'm jealous.
It literally broke both of our hearts. I was like, look, what you want this, where you want this to go, like it just can't. I'm not willing. I can't take on.
You're a lover, dude. You're a lover, bro.
I'm a big. You've time had lover,
several
bro.
Fucking heartbreaks.
That one hurt me, dude. That one was a lot of that sad emojis. We were both sent each other sad emojis, and it was like this. Just can't be.
Just two adults sending sad emojis during an actual heartbreak.
But yeah, man. I love
That's always weird to me when there's like a tragedy and people send emojis.
Yeah. That's all we had, dude.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Fart. Is that a fart?
Yeah.
Something fell. Wow. What do you think about Gentile sniz?
I'm fine with any kind of sniz.
Yeah, is any dude. Do you in your head at some point be like, oh, this person's a Gentile?
No.
While you're in there, you can tell.
I would never know.
A little bit.
It's a different type of gruel. The gruel consistency is off on a Gentile.
You know that gruel thing is like during ovulation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently what? It's thicker. Strippers who ovulate tend to make more tips. People don't even know.
Really?
Strippers who are ovulating. They've studied it. They make more tips.
Nice. What are they releasing?
Pheromones or some shit. I don't know.
You want to impregnate them, so you give them $5.
Exactly, yeah.
You crumble up a five instead of a one and
that's
throw it at her.
That's the closest thing you can get to her. Like, instead of a sperm cell, you just like give her a dollar bill that she carries with her.
Dude, remember that?
You can come on a dollar bill.
We were at that strip club in South Carolina. Me and Matt sat up front. We're throwing money at the strippers. We're like crumbling up and throwing it at them. And they got furious.
Well, they're like, it's super
disrespectful, I guess.
Well, it's show and tell. They like open their butthole and throw a one at their butthole, and if you hit it, you get rewarded with a smile.
Dude, you come from a Philly strip club down to a fucking good old Southern gentleman, a gentleman's club.
Yeah, dude,
we're in a gentleman's club.
We're in Coach Corey Walker's territory.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we're in Coach.
We should have iced those strippers out and just ignored them all together.
There's a bunch of dudes edging in the back. They're all in the fucking booths edging.
Should have saw him come up to me and be like, psh, I'm really busy right now.
I'm too busy. Put the stripper on ice. That'll work.
Put a good stripper on ice. Yeah, dude, that works big time.
He's like, nah, I don't have any money. I'm poor.
Ignore you.
Well, I'll come back. Play the long game.
That's true.
Gerbys, you like going to strip clubs?
I used to. Yeah, now I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
When's the last? I can't even remember the last time I went to one.
Oh, man, I went to one not that long ago. I did like the nightmarish trip with my girlfriend. I was like, let's go to a strip club. It's horrible. We just sat there, and I was like, this is so fucking weird.
They get a lap dance. It's like, did you even...
I was like, you can go get a... She was like, I don't want to do that. And I was like, well, this is fucking weird. I'm like, oh, yeah. It is weird. Going to a strip club with your girlfriend, again, maybe if she's like some weird free-spirited, like... If she was like trying to have like threesomes and shit with strippers, then like obviously go to a strip club with your girlfriend, but... Take a good old traditional girl to a strip club, dude. They're not trying to see that shit.
No.
It was her idea, and we went. And I was just like, happy now? This fucking sucks. I want to get out of here.
What do you think Coach Corey Wayne would say about that? Taking your bae to a strip club?
If she wanted to go, I'm sure, you know.
Well, I kind of took her, and I was like, look, if you don't get your shit together, you're going to be up there polluting yourself for these disgusting men. It was a scared straight tactic, basically.
Yeah, you had the strippers scream at her for the lap dance. Throw them extra $10. Be like, you know we're hiring, right?
Yeah, dude. You think you do this, you little bitch? I'll fuck you up here. Yeah, I scared my babe straight, took her to the strip club. I was like, yo, get it together or you'll be up there disgracing your
shaking
name.
Shaking it, dancing a Nickelback in some fucking white trash town.
Shaking your titties to Nickelback.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a sad. The older I get, the sadder my strip club experience tends to be. I walk in there and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. I went after Notre Dame lost to Clemson. Went down to the strip club.
You just needed some
me,
solace.
Okani. I forget who else we were with.
Mm-hmm.
Went down. Oh, Beezer. The Beezer. Me and the Beezer. Yeah, it sucked. We were all hammered already. Yeah. Just stood there.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here. This is weird.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because, I would love to engage in the fantasy.
Contact's
like,
running around, though. You take a contact into a strip club.
Falls in love.
You know how he is. He's scurries, dude. He's a little buzz. Dude, he scurries around.
Really?
You get a Connie in a crowd, he scurries.
Really? Takes off? Yeah. I used to, like, really get into the game of, like, getting into strip clubs and, like, talking to the strippers and all
this
stuff.
Friends with one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, talking to them. Or I used to really get in there and try to see what's what. I'd be like, all right.
You were trying to get head.
Yeah, I was trying to take him home and do that night thing.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. I would be like, what can we get done here? But now it's like,
how can I nut?
Exactly.
What orifice can I nut?
Classic strip. How can I nut, dude?
There's got to be a way to nut here.
There is. In the strip club, there's tried and true methods. You can find the one who's in there just going the extra mile.
Just laying on a lot. Get a nice blowjob with a condom on from a stripper.
Yeah.
Now you're living.
Now you're fucking living. Go home, take like a 2 showers, and be like, oh, why the fuck did I do that? Oh my God. Ew,
cry
ew,
a little.
Ew, yeah. Just think about your mom.
This isn't
like,
me.
Sorry.
This isn't me at all. This isn't what I wanted to be when I grew up. The Gerb dog.
So disgusting.
We got to get a hold of Coach Corey Wayne and get him to get you onto his party boat down in Florida. Get the Gerbies out at
SS
sea.
SS Edge.